The U.S. tech sector shed 138,242 jobs in May.
Whoa, that's huge. What's driving those cuts?
AI is the top cited reason, especially in California.
Wait, really? Governor Newsom stepped in?
Yes, amid historic layoffs affecting thousands of tech workers stranded in Silicon Valley.
That sounds brutal for those folks. Any specifics on who's being cut?
Inside Meta, the new 6,500-person AI unit is facing revolt.
6,500. That's massive. Why are engineers upset?
They call it a soul-crushing gulag, claiming AI is used as a cover for disposable labor.
Cover story or not, people are losing jobs over this.
Exactly. Critics say companies weaponize AI to justify mass layoffs.
All right, turning to who's hiring.
Demand is spiking for agentic development roles like eval engineers and agent operations.
Which startups are leading this hiring push?
Hyper and Insforge are building infrastructure for autonomous systems amid the rush.
And Expanse is tackling wasted GPU capacity, right?
Yes, that's another bottleneck they're unlocking for AI workloads.
Listen Labs just raised $69 million after their viral hiring stunt.
They're scaling to over 100 engineers to support AI customer interviews.
So real opportunities are emerging despite the layoffs.
Absolutely. Roles like decision engineers show growing need across the sector.
What should professionals focus on this week to break into these fields?
Mastering precise code search and context injection via tools like Microsoft SkillOps is critical for developers.
And for non-engineers, structuring knowledge with open knowledge format helps agents consume docs.
Anthropic's Cowork lets anyone orchestrate AI workflows without coding skills.
Sounds like cross-functional agent literacy is the key takeaway.
Audit your resume for agentic workflow experience this week.
Start with Insforge or OKF to build those skills immediately.